It's Gay, yeah, the Beta Gay UK with me, Chris Herber, in Berlin, and joined by none other, quite possibly the tallest drag queen ever, Gloria Viagra. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
You are, okay, how tall are you?
Well, it depends on the wig, honey.
The wig and the heels, well, obviously.
It's kind of like 2 meters 20.
Wow. Okay, so you're tall. You're tall,
I'm a tall bitch. Yeah.
So, have you always lived and worked in Berlin?
I'm a Berlin girl, yeah. I'm from Berlin.
And you love it?
Yeah, of course.
Why? Honey.
Well, because I travel a lot. My job brings me everywhere, really. And it's just not because I grew up here. It's like, there's nothing like Berlin. Because really, like, no matter what, like, for the gay scene, you have a scene for everything. If you are a gay, punk, rock, beer, bear, blah, whatever, I'm sure there is a scene. So, and a sex party and a club for it, and like in no other town. And I mean, what I love most about Berlin, it's still not... Berlin is kind of rebellious.
Yeah.
Like, it's like not so clean, not so commercial. It's like, of course it has it also, but it still have a big underground and a big it's great.
It's amazing. Now, you're not just any drag queen, you're an award-winning drag queen, are you?
Well, honey, yeah.
Say yes, yeah.
Yes. We just talked about Diva, so let's say yes.
If someone was to come and see you, what could they expect from you?
Danger. Honey, if I'm drunk, I'm sure I have my hand in your pants. And I'm really gentle, so like not like the cliche, like a bitchy blah drag queen. So no, because I do parties. I'm mostly a DJ, but I also have a band, a queer rock and roll band, and I'm hosting galas. And so yeah, I'm around everywhere doing everything, and just be nice. Well, I'm an activist above all, and so like what I think like. Receive everybody, respect everybody, and then we'll see what this person is.
There's a couple of things you touched on there. You're an activist. Tell us a bit about your work and what you do.
Well, I use my kind of celebrity for the issues I think they're important. It can be everything. Since years, even before the big wave, it's about refugees, it's about gentrification, it's, of course, LGBTIQ, blah, 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 blah. And... yeah, it's just I grew up like this. With my mother was always very political, and then when I had my coming out, I really was like, this was the issue for a while. But then I thought, well, it's we just have to look more. We have to look above our gay. How you say in German? You say Tellerrand. Well, about our borders. So like, yeah. Because it all goes together and stuff, and we have to fight. If we fight for a better society, we have to, or for our rights, we have to fight for a better society. So, and amen.
And then the other thing that you touched upon there, you just glossed over it. Oh, a DJ. You're an award-winning DJ as well, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
What sort of if someone's come to see you DJ, what could they expect from you? What do you play?
I think I'm also the DJ with the biggest range of music. So in Berlin, mostly I DJ pop, like mainstream, yeah. R&B stuff and blah, but also I DJ KitKat, and then I love electro, and
yeah.
Just come back from Sweden from an electronic music festival where I was really nervous and stuff because there were big names like Magda and Dr. Mott and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was amazing. It was such a success, and yeah.
So. Always in drag.
Always in drag. I just DJed, I think, 4 times in my life without drag, and I feel so naked. Oh my God, I feel so naked. I can't.
You can hide behind the wig.
Yeah.
And then tell us a bit about your look, you know, because it is a unique look.
Well, yeah, I have my disco poodle hair. This is kind of my iconic wig, so it's like, actually, it's 3 wigs. It's one, and then like these 2 afros on the side, so it looks a little bit like a enormous Mickey Mouse. And I'm really tall, and I have a mustache since many years.
Have you always had the mustache?
Not always. I'm going to Israel a lot, and I saw it actually the first time in Israel, And I fucking loved it. And then when I had a break for one, didn't have to work for 1 week and stuff, and I left it, and I even put a little mascara to make it more moustache, and then got a makeup. And then the reaction was so, ugly. Like, even in the gay scene, like, yeah, forget to shave you and stuff. And so I thought, okay, this I'm gonna find. Yeah, this I got. So I make it another 2 weeks, and another 2 weeks, and blah, and then more. Because it's still like, till nowadays, it's really like people are react, if they are not used to it, they react so stupid that I'm okay, I don't want any boxes, you know, drag queen has to be like this, this, like gender fuck.
And you've been hanging around with some celebrities, haven't you?
Yesterday, yeah, it was a big premiere here in Berlin, and of a big show, and Gautier made the costumes, great costumes, well done. And they were everybody. Amanda Leonina Hagen, Conchita, she's a good friend.
So say that again. You glossed over someone there. You know, say that name again.
Amanda Lea.
Yep.
Nina Hagen, mm-hmm. Conchita Wurst.
Conchita as well. We love Conchita.
We all love Conchita.
Apparently, rumor says a bit of a friend.
Yeah, she's a friend. She became a friend. Yeah, we met like 7 years ago in Vienna before the big boom. But just for a night. And then, yeah, last year in Israel also, we met. And then after that, we've been in Cologne for some days together. And yeah, so we're kind of friends. And now she's recording a new album in Berlin. And so every time she's here, we go for dinner.
Someone's just scribbled something on a bit of paper. What does that mean?
Perry, Katy Perry, she came to my party.
Oh, no way. She actually came to your party?
Yeah.
On purpose?
On purpose, yeah. She lived in Soho House, and like the PR of the Soho House told her, she asked where to go, and he said like...
Well, nowhere else.
Go to Gloria's party, honey. And James Franco, of course, is my...
Gloria, if someone wants to find out more about you, where to see you, where they can come and find you, where can they go?
Come to Berlin, bitch. Come to Berlin. Well, actually, tomorrow I'm going to Zurich.
Yeah, don't come tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going everywhere else, but in the UK, sadly, not so much, but I would love to. So book me, bitches, book me.
Thank you very much indeed.